Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest. We have Lonely Funeral today in the studio. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Charlie Monroe from Lonely Funeral, ex-front woman of the Charlie Monroe Band.
Hey, I'm Dee, also from the Lonely Funeral. I'm the keyboardist.
Yes, so Charlie and Dee, and we also have co-host John in the house. What?
Good evening, Charlie Monroe and Dee. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Radio Show.
Before we play the first song here, it's called Summer Love Affair. We're going to talk about how they changed their name, or why they changed their name, from Charlie Monroe Band to Lonely Funeral.
All right. Okay. So Lonely Funeral, the band name was already kind of something of discussion or in the works, and we were putting together like a whole list of different band names.
I think we had over 100 different names we were thinking about. Yeah.
Yeah, like probably about 100. And Lonely Funeral just kept coming up as one that just seemed to be like the majority of us liked it.
Kind of resonated, I think, with the kind of music we were looking at doing and kind of the feeling of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, the last project, Charlie Monroe Band, unfortunately just kind of...
People went their separate ways.
And Lonely Funeral then was birthed, and it made even more sense because Lonely Funeral, like, I don't know, it just kind of made sense.
It was the right time to change. It was the right time to kind of, it's a new beginning, right? We're going to move forward with probably new kinds of music and that sort of thing. So
yes, and then when I was trying to Google you guys, this band came up. There is another Charlie Monroe Band, and it's like, yee-haw! I'm like, this is not you guys.
Yeah, so we want to distance ourselves from that.
Yeah, we would like to distance ourselves from that. Very charming, though. I've actually had a lot of people over... You know, the time with the Charlie Monroe Band, bring up this other band.
Yep.
And they're like, what are you doing? You need to change your band name.
Or we need to get a banjo player.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, I do actually really love the banjo, but...
All right. So tell me about your first song called Summer Love Affair.
Do you want to know like what it's actually about?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Summer Love Affair is... it's a little bit of a dark story, but I actually wrote it... kind of as like a last farewell to an ex of mine who passed away. Mm. And so it's a love song that, you know, is about the beautiful side of like the love that we had, but then how it spiraled into darkness of, I don't know what I'm allowed to say on air, but there was like addiction issues, and I pretty much removed myself from that relationship. Because I felt as though I would pass if I had stayed. And sure enough, shortly after, I left him behind, which it broke my heart. Mm. And to this day, I still think about him. he actually influences a lot of the reason why I actually started doing music, and like I feel like his spirit kind of lives through me with music. Just a very dear person, a very talented individual, and the song is pretty much, it represents, like, you'll hear it, the verses are kind of like describing just the beauty in the beginning, even though it's like kind of messy, the whole thing's like messy and beautiful. So I just wanted it to be like chaotic, like the relationship, but there was a lot of beautiful moments. So the breakdown, the bridge of it kind of, I feel, maybe expresses that a bit more.
Here's Summer Love Affair on CJSF. And we are back with Charlie and Dee. And Charlie is covered in tattoos. Like, oh my gosh, they're gorgeous. And Dee, do you have any tattoos?
I do not.
No,
yeah,
okay.
Charlie has enough for both of us, maybe.
Yes,
I don't know.
I think so.
I have enough.
A few ideas for some, but I haven't gotten around to it.
Really? Yeah. So what would be your first tattoo?
So I've always really liked like dark religious iconography and stuff. I've got my gothic cross and all that. I'm kind of leaning towards like a warrior angel across my shoulder.
Oh yes,
yeah. Sexual.
Very nice, very nice.
I'm excited.
And since you have so many tattoos, would you recommend who the artist should be? Or,
I mean, I go to a tattoo shop called Black Rider Tattoo, mm-hmm. and I love all the artists there, and I would recommend anyone to go there because you cannot get a bad tattoo, and they're kind of like more old school vibe, like their shop and stuff, and it's just really cool. Like, I like it, but mm-hmm. I would never tell anyone like right. where to go and yes. get their art just, from. Yeah. Like it's personal preference.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And you're a keyboardist. When did you start playing the piano?
So I started playing the piano when I was five. Mm-hmm. I went up to my mom. My mom loves this story. And I went, Mommy, can I have piano lessons? And apparently that's the thing that you never say no to if your five-year-old asks you.
Aww.
So yeah, I started playing just classical piano when I was five.
Yeah.
Went through Royal Conservatory of Music for many years. And then I moved into jazz, actually, kind of around high school. I played with a jazz band for a while and then, yeah, started getting into more like rock and pop and that sort of thing.
Yes. So who are your influences?
Oh, lots of influences. It kind of depends on what kind of
genre
I'm yes. playing. But my personal favorite kinds of music to listen to are like symphonic metal, that sort of thing. So probably my favorite band is Nightwish.
Yes.
Love
Been
them.
To their concert.
Yeah.
Yes. How about yourself?
Oh, no.
I know there's so many, but yes.
What's my favorite?
Currently, what are you listening to?
Currently, yeah. all kinds of stuff. But there is a band that I just recently discovered, like, I don't know, within the last month, and they're called Urban Heat.
Mm.
And I don't know, they're really cool. I'm, like, digging their vibe, and I wouldn't mind our vibe kind of doing something like that.
Oh,
but
nice.
Like, also, like, I like metal as well. And I like metal, punk, grunge, like gothic, post-punk, new
awesome.
Wave, whatever. There's lots.
Yes. And you guys do some covers. Tell me about this next one.
This was an acoustic cover that one of me and the X members did. We were just kind of like hanging out, chilling. And all of a sudden, we did a one-take pass of this, and we were just like, hey, this sounds pretty good. And then we decided, why not make a music video for it, too? And then this is just pretty much, like, right off the floor, like, acoustic guitar and vocals. Sweet dreams.
On CJSF.
Something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to be used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused. Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? Traveled the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to be used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused. I want to you. I wanna know what's inside. Moving on, moving on, moving on, moving on, moving on. Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? Traveled the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to be used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused. I'm gonna use you. I'm gonna know what's inside. I'm gonna use you and abuse you. I'm gonna know what's inside you.
Woo! All right. Yeah, so we were talking about all the different kinds of instruments both of you play.
All right, so I don't have that many other instruments that I play. I have messed around with bass guitar a little bit, and I played trombone in high school. So I picked that up for, you know, high school band class.
Yeah, you both play trombone, apparently.
Yeah, which I didn't know about you.
Yeah, when I first started it, I was quite short, so I couldn't quite reach seventh position on the slide. But...
And how tall are you now?
I'm 5'10".
You're 5'10". Yeah, you're pretty tall now. Yes.
Didn't really grow until grade 12.
Ah, so you're going to tell me about all the instruments you play, and then after that we're going to talk about Halloween. Yes.
Ooh. Okay, I'll go as fast as I can.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, I played violin when I was a kid, and I got scared of my instructor, so then that slowly fizzled out, and then I did the trombone thing in high school, mainly because I just wanted to be an asshole. And just have a loud instrument, you know. And then I played drums for like a few years, and I would say that's probably the best instrument that I picked up. And then cello, and I'm probably going to revisit that in the near future. And then guitar I've been kind of playing with lately as well. So
that'll be amazing to see you play cello. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So now let's talk about Halloween. And you're in a event called Plur Halloween. Tell me about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not sure what this radio station will let me talk about. Like
anything you want. Baby.
Oh, okay. Because usually, like, I'm way more of a potty mouth and I'm trying to, like, you know.
Oh, yes. You're holding
like,
back.
Keep
okay.
it, like, PG. So the Plur event. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's this coming Sunday, I think.
October 29th?
Next one. Not this weekend, next weekend.
Okay, not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm performing. I'm doing some sexy shows.
Ooh, yes.
Yes, I perform in the fetish scene. And I guess if you guys want to see that, go get yourself a ticket. Plur, Scotty Cruz got it in his bio. I don't know if you're going to be there. Are you going to be there?
I might.
Actually, we
I'm
both
sure
like
what my weekend plans are that weekend. But
we both are involved in the fetish community.
Is that the Real Theater?
Where is it? This one's at the Penthouse.
The Penthouse.
Oh, the Penthouse.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I see,
Okay, and let's talk about sunwalking.
All right, sunwalking. Mm-hmm. This one is it's a song that sounds happier than what. The actual meaning behind it is this song is another song that's got drugs relating or whatever. And this song is about my heroin addiction. And the verses are pretty much the gross feeling you have when you're coming down off of it or trying to get off of it. And the choruses are when you are high and you feel amazing. And I'm not promoting drug use whatsoever because a lot of my songs have to do with like overcoming mm-hmm. these obstacles and things. Mm-hmm. But this song sounds like a happy summery song, even though it's not.
All right. Here's Sun Walking.
Control it, oh no, I must. Don't it, own it. Sun walking, yeah, I'm sun walking.
Yeah, that was Charlie Munro Band, Sun Walkin'. They have a show coming up. Tell us all about it.
So we have a show coming up on November 9th at the Blarney Stone. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be just myself and Charlie.
Yes.
So that's the current State of Lonely Funeral. So it's going to be more of, versus what you've been hearing, it's going to be more of like a smoky lounge singer kind of Jessica Rabbit sort of vibe.
Nice.
Pretty yeah. much like a goth Jessica Rabbit.
Goth Jessica Rabbit. Goth yeah, Jessica that's what we're going
Rabbit.
For. So expect a lot of pretty piano stuff and pretty Charlie vocals.
Yes. Prettier vocals are going to be happening on more of the songs moving forward.
Yes.
Probably, I'm sure eventually there'll be more yelling and stuff, but this new project will be moving into more pretty vocals as well.
Yes, and I noticed in some of your videos you have a little Barbie doll. Tell me about that.
Charby.
Charby. It's Charby, folks.
Charby. She's, I brought her back for... like one of the ex-members as a gift from Vegas.
Yes.
But she was like a pink cafe diner girl kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very and respectable.
Maybe describe for people on the radio, they can't see, so describe what she looks like.
She now has a strip of tape in between her legs representing a thong with some, you know, the whale tail thing, the thong poking out of like a little taped up skirt. And then she's got... tape X marks on her nipples. I actually currently have that as well on my nipples.
So you guys are matchy-matchy.
So we're matchy. And then she has tattoos and a little sloppy hair bun because she's actually missing all of her hair on the top of her head. But she's not as respectable anymore, that's for sure. But she is a cutie patootie.
Excellent. And who made it?
I made her.
You made her.
I made her during jam because...
You brought her back from Vegas and we kind of looked at it and went, we're not really feeling this. And then you went, I can improve this
Barbie.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. She got improved. She definitely got some upgrades. This is what I would call a Barbie upgrade.
It's much better. Much more representative.
Yes. And we were talking about the Barbie movie. And yes, you were saying that you did watch it. But
I did recently. It took me a minute there to actually do it. But mm-hmm. I did watch it recently. And I don't know what to say besides there should have been a Barbie representation for the alternative babes out there or, you know, babes, males, females, whatever.
Right?
All of us. Why was there no alternative representation?
Like goth yes. Barbie and goth Ken.
Yeah, goth like, Barbie, goth Ken.
Right? And I said, maybe Barbie too. They'll have it. We'll see. Yes.
Did they actually say that?
No, I'm just hoping.
But, we can hope and pray.
Yes.
Everybody out there, hope and pray.
When you watched the Barbie, did you dress in pink?
No.
No? Oh.
I'll be honest.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear pink.
No, but you wore white on that photo shoot.
I do actually love, like, white, black, and red are the main colors that I enjoy.
Yes.
And then I occasionally like blue or green or, like, kind of more spooky colors, maybe dark purple. But pink happens to be, like, the one and only color that I, like, pretty much can't do. I can do it. Uh-huh. I just have a hard time
doing it.
Okay. Putting it on my body.
Yes.
And, like, when I look at myself in the mirror, I just feel, like,
it's not
really
you.
Silly. I'm just, like... I love it on other people.
Right.
I think it's so cute and so precious on other people. And yeah. I really enjoy pink, living through color through other people, but
excellent.
Not on myself.
Okay. And we're going to talk about Halloween costumes. So, Dee, tell me about your past Halloween costumes, or what are you going to dress up for Halloween this year?
Yeah. So I've done quite a few somewhat elaborate Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So my most recent one, I had a demon costume. So I found a mask with like a goat skull and I wired it up so that it was all black inside. So when you open the mouth, it was all black. Had glowing blue LED eyes. I had really long, like creepy fingers, like skeletal fingers and chains and a robe. It was pretty cool. I might do something with some parts of that this year. I'm not 100% finalized yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've also done like a plague doctor right before the pandemic, so that was a little weird.
Foreshadowing.
Right before, of course, after the pandemic, Spirit Halloween just had a complete section for plague doctors versus I had to put it all together myself, but... You know how it is.
How about you, Charlie?
Sorry, what was the question?
Halloween costumes.
Halloween
costumes. What are you going to be this year?
Okay, well, we were supposed to do a Halloween gig, but, you know, things changed.
Yeah.
And for that gig, I was either going to go Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas or Snow White. And now, I mean, at the Plur event, that will be a surprise. You have to get a ticket and come see the shows if you want to see my Halloween outfits that night. And aside from that, I mean, I have a wardrobe full of costumes or things that people may claim to be costumes. So every, all year round for me, honestly, is Halloween. Obviously, it's a fun time of year, but you can do it any time of the year.
Yes. All right. So, and where can people hear more of your music? And where can they follow you?
I mean, you can follow us on Instagram right now, Lonely Funeral, or Lonely Funeral Band, or Charlie Monroe Forever. I have yet to actually switch over all the other social media accounts from the old band to the new band, but that's about to happen. And music-wise, you can find us like on all, I don't know, Spotify, Apple, I don't know, all YouTube. The different sites, YouTube.
Yep.
You know, we're distributed through and onto everything, as far as I know.
Yes, yes. Okay, everybody, catch A Lonely Funeral at the Blarney Stone November 9th. And thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam!
East Fan.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, hey.
Now let's move on to lot number 8. It's showing behind me the Claude Monet, the Merle. Showing up here behind me, and we start the bidding on this work at $5 million. $5 million. $8 million. $50 million. I have 50 million. All right, it's 60 million. Fergus, now it's 60 million. It's your bid. 60 million. I'll take 62. 60 is the bid from Fergus. Now it's $60 million. 62 million at the back. 62 against you, Fergus. 62 is the bid over at $62 million.
Come on.
$7 million. And a meal seems for a five. May box. I said. Yeah, for 9 seconds. 9 seconds. Thank you.
Dang, that was the Saints of Death, and John has some announcements to make.
Yeah, that was the Saints of Death, and they are going on a UK tour next week called the Gods of Thunder Tour. Also, their guest is Diego, and they are having interesting instruments on their band. They have a four-piece band, two bass guitar
the band comes from Vancouver. So they Mike Hales, he's a new member of the band. He plays a five-string bass, and the lead singer, Twan, plays an eight-string bass. Check out their music at saintsofdeath.com or facebook.com/saintsofdeath. And if you're looking to go out for music in Vancouver tonight, go down to Trees Coffee at 470 Granville Street for their open mic. They have it every Thursday.
And there's a F Cancer Rock concert happening Saturday, October 21st. That's this Saturday at the Center of Performing Arts downtown Vancouver. And there's a live silent auction happening online. So fcancerconcert.ca. So rock on for a great cause. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so our next special guest is Future Memories. What? So please introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Jessica from Future Memories.
Hi, I'm Tyler from Future Memories.
Awesome. And do you play any instruments?
We do. I play synth through effects pedals as well.
And I play guitar also through effects pedals and an amplifier.
Excellent. And you are missing another band member.
Yeah, we're missing Marco. Mm-hmm. So Marco is performing tonight as Marvin Manson. So he's apologetic he couldn't be here.
Classic Marco.
Yeah, classic
Marco. Too cool
for
school.
So Marco is the singer. He produces the drums on an Akai MPC. He plays electric bass live.
Yes.
And he does lots of other things. He's multi-talented.
Multi-talented, exactly. All right, and tell me about this song called Balloon Dog.
Balloon Dog, yeah. So that that one we put out in the summertime. We did a Future Memories did a split EP with another band from Vancouver, and the EP was themed because we wanted to try and collaborate with another band and just kind of work on a project together. So this is all around the theme of coulrophobia, which is fear of clowns.
You can't walk in with a clown there.
All right, so even though Marco couldn't be with us, he's actually the balloon dog guy in the video.
Yep.
All right, yep. And he's making balloon dogs, and so you said he learned this just to be in the, to make the video, or
he learned it, yeah, like just shortly before the video.
Okay.
He's pretty quick at it, like he can make one in like 10 seconds.
Amazing.
Jeez.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could make a balloon dog or animal or anything just to save my life. Maybe a worm. I could do
yeah,
a worm. That's about
be,
it.
Yeah, me too.
All right. And we're going to talk about your show coming up. And we just had our previous guest, Lonely Funeral. They have a show on November 9th. And you also have a show on November 9th at the Fox. Tell me about it.
It's a 4x4 show, which is a monthly show put on at the Fox. It's $4, 4 bands. It's on the 9th, which is a Thursday. And it's just kind of a showcase of local bands. Kind of anybody can show up and request to play. Not there. It's always like a predetermined set list or show list, I guess. But it's pretty cool because it's just, yeah, there's not a lot of venues in the city anymore and not a lot of venues people can play easily, and so it's pretty cool that the Fox does something like that.
Yeah, and you said you don't know who the other bands are, so it's going to be
not
a surprise.
Not at all, absolutely.
Yeah, and $4, folks, for 4 bands.
Great investment.
Oh my goodness. Ooh.
We'll basically pay you to come to our show.
Okay, we're going to play your new song called Ear Blue.
Sweet.
Yes, tell me about this one.
Yeah, so Ear Blue is one of the instrumental tracks off of the new album Play Cobra.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically going to hear just like a scene of kind of, you know, effects also mixed in with kind of blast beats. I won't say anymore. But yeah, it's one of 4 instrumentals off of Play Cobra.
Synth pop, yo. That was Ear Blue by Future Memories. Tell me about your name, Future Memories. That is so cool. It's so futuristic. It's so, right? So how did you come up with it?
Yeah, so that's actually, Marco usually comes up with great names. So that was, I'm trying to think of how he came up with it. He actually had a text message with a past friend of his, or current friend, but this was a long time ago, the conversation. And I think Marco had texted his friend something like, those are going to be future memories. And yeah, that just kind of locked in his brain. Band name, so yeah.
You have to put it with a PH instead of
yes,
the end, so it's
then,
cool and trendy.
Yeah, it's jumbled. Yeah.
All right, so Tyler, tell me about this band called Owl Scowl.
Oh boy, that's a past memory.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play in a band called Owl Scowl. I played bass with, it was Pascal, who is now in... Art Deco. Dave was on guitar and Ian was on drums, and we were kind of like 90s grunge influence, a little bit of shoegaze in there, a little bit of post-punk in there, and they were around for a while, and I was in the band for the last couple years, and then we parted ways, but we all still came in contact and stuff like that, and we played quite a few shows and some really good shows as well. Like with War Baby and what was it? Another good band we played with was Molten Lava. So, yeah, good times.
Nice. Okay, so yeah. This album is called Pludge.
Yes.
P-L-U-D-G-E. Sorry, G. Yeah, and so there's five songs on this album.
Yes.
Which song are we going to play here?
Oh,
We got Moving In, Marching In Awe, Dope Sick, and Hindenburg.
I would put on Dope Sick. That was a really good one. And, yeah, that was... We got a write-up in one of the local magazines or a blog, and somebody called us Pop Sludge. And we kind of just like amalgamated the two words into Pludge.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Excellent. Here's Dope Sick, yo, on CJSF.
Sweet.
Thank you.
So good. Yes, amazing. Okay, so we're going to talk about if you guys ski or not.
Oh, God. No.
So, have you been on any mountains?
Yes.
Yes and no?
Yes. The last time I went skiing, I must have been 18 or 19, and for reference, I'm 33 now. It was probably earlier than that as well. It might have been like 16, 17, and I am not a skier.
Are you a snowboarder?
No.
Okay, so no.
Fast-moving things with my feet stuck to them do not work well. We do not get on well. I think the last time I went skiing was on Baker with my dad.
Yeah.
And I was on the bunny run, and I biffed it super hard. I didn't break anything or have any long-lasting injuries, but it was traumatic enough and embarrassing enough that I never stepped foot on a ski hill or anything ever again. I will stick to snowshoeing.
Okay.
I'm great at that.
Snowshoeing it
is for
Tyler.
Absolutely. Yes.
How about you, Jess?
I'm in the same boat. I've skied once, and I think I was like 8 or something, and I couldn't figure out how to stop, so I would just throw myself in the snow.
Okay.
It's the stopping and the turning that's the most difficult part.
So that was the one and only time.
Yeah, so when you guys do your gigs, you have your ski masks on.
We do.
So throughout the whole gig?
Yes.
Yep.
Wow, that must be hot.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And cool.
All right. Okay, and here at CJSF, we love to promote female content here, and you picked one by Pixel Grip. Tell me about this song.
Yeah, so this was a Marco choice. Mm-hmm. Pixel Grip is from Chicago, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of got into this album because they're going to be opening up for Health, which that concert's in March at the Commodore.
Awesome.
So we started listening to them, and it's incredible.
All right. Yeah. This one's called Alpha Pussy. John has a question for the two because we're short on time. So we're going to kind of, yes.
Well, my question is, I am a skier.
Yeah.
And but listening to you and your ability not to ski, well, you got your ability for music.
Yes.
And I'm the opposite. I could never learn about music, but I had the ability to ski and I was really good.
The duality.
So, that was a big part of my life growing up with skiing.
Yeah.
All right. So where can people find your music? Future Memories with a Z and a PH.
Yes, a PH and a Z. It's pretty much everywhere. It's all over the internet, Bandcamp, Spotify, YouTube, on our personal webpage, which is nervewrackingcollections.com.
Mm-hmm.
That has other projects as well, but it's
so
all
many.
Yeah, it's all there.
Yeah.
And we're going to end with Baby, and this one's got like some cool, like you did this video, is that correct?
Yep.
So
it's not suitable for work.
No.
A little warning. Right. Never watch the video.
Right, so it's claymation and it must take so much time to do this.
Yes,
well good for you, and yes, check it out folks. Baby by Future Memories. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
Eastman!
Yeah, baby!
the placenta, sweet, delicious. Give the mom a chance, she's weakened. If the baby lives, I'll eat it. My baby's got a weakness. I'm sad beyond the deep end. The pain.